Morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Yutes in Avodah Zarah. We're on Yud Ches Amud Beis, talking about circuses and theaters today. We see the Gemara continued along the discussion that the Gemara had yesterday about going to circuses and to theaters of the Ovdei Kochavim. So let's start again. Tana Rabbanan. We'll backtrack just a little bit. Start at the beginning of the sugya. Two dots down. It's the first white line on the page. Tana Rabbanan Olech Itzadion Lukarkom V'Rasham Es Nachashim Es Chabayim Bukin Mukin Mulian Lulian Lurian Salgurin Harez Emosha of Leitzi. You go to the stadiums. You go to the theaters. Karkom is we said yesterday. It's like the USO. It's you go to the you go to the battle lines, but you're not there to participate in the battle. There just happens to be some entertainment over there. The Bob Hope of the Gemara, if you will. So the and these words, these funny words, Bukian, Mukian. So Rashi says all these are different types of Leitzanim, entertainers of the time. Anyway, the Gemara says Moshe of Leitzim. It's you're sitting around with a bunch of jokers. And then we have the first pasuk in Tehillim, the very first pasuk in Tehillim. Ki mesaras Hashem chefetzel. Right, praiseworthy is a man who doesn't go beatzas reshaim over derech chazaim lo amad v'moshav leitzim lo yashav. Right, he didn't stick to sit around. Ki mesaras Hashem chefetzel. He only went with the Hashem's Torah. Halamata shedvar malala mevi mesahadam lidi bitul Torah. So it leads to bitul Torah. Avriminu, the Gemara says this seems to be somewhat of a contradiction. The Gemara then goes on to quote a Tosefta at length. So you can go to a stadium, again we're talking about some sort of Roman gladiator fight, and people are going to die over there, and you can go over there because perhaps you have a chance of saving somebody's life. The way the Tosefta says that you're going to cry out and you're going to save somebody's life.
Up
or down.
Save him or
lose. Oh, I see. Oh, you have a vote.
On me?
You get a vote.
Yeah, mine.
Okay,
the
fine.
The whole thing with Tom, I heard, right. It's from a movie. It's not exactly what they
did. All right.
That's
why they say the
movie. You're right, right.
Maybe that's what it means.
Well, the Charkom Mutter, and also you can go to the Charkom, you can go to these USO gatherings, Yishuv Medina, because if Yishuv Medina, Vavachal Yitzchashev Imahem, but don't be counted as part of the soldiers. Yitzchashev Imahem, Oster, but if he counts as one of the soldiers, it's going to be Oster. Okay, period. That's the end of the Tosefta. The Tosefta records over here that you can go to stadiums and you can go to the Charkums. That's fine. Kasha Itzadya, Itzadya, Kasha Charkum, Akarkum. So there's somewhat of a discrepancy, or not a discrepancy, but an outright steer between this Tosefta and what we learned previously. Bishlam, Akarkum, Akarkum, Akasha, Kam, Mischashiv, Mehem, Kam, Mishem, Mischashiv, Mehem. Look, as far as the Charkum is concerned, there's no steer up. If you're counted as one of the soldiers, that's not okay, because you are then becoming a member of the soldiers of the Ovdei of Arizara. Right, being counted towards attacking villages and cities, perhaps even Jewish ones, that's not okay. If you're going as a relief worker and just a member, you know, just a member of the entertainment, if you will, so that's okay. But when it comes to stadiums, Ali Tanya, Stad and Kasha Tanaim, so the Gemara says that's a machlokas Tanaim, whether or not you can go to these stadiums, to these gladiator matches. The Tanya in Hochen Leitzadyam, it made Moshe of Leitzim. Tanakama says you can't go, it's Moshe of Leitzim. It's a sitting of scoffers and jokers, and you can't do it. Rabbi Nasa Matir Mimnei Shnei Dvarim Echa Mimnei Shetzavach Umatzil Echa Mimnei Shemade Edus Isha Lahasiya. Look, two reasons why you can go. Number one, you may have some influence in terms of life or death, and you may be able to save somebody's life. And two, God forbid the person dies, but then you have the ability to go back home and tell his wife that her husband died, and she'll be able to remarry and Edus Isha. Right? And the Gemara again and again talks about how important it is to be involved in Edus Isha. Pen Rabbanan. We continue. Ein Hochem Letartiot Ulekarkasiot. You can't go to Tartiot, I guess the best translation is theater, it almost sounds like theater, and you can't go to Karkasiot, when again, seems like the best translation would be circus, the words seem to just parallel one with another, because they're mezavel. Now, mezavel in Hebrew means to fertilize. They fertilize to avodah zarah. So Rashi says over here, maybe fertilization is not the right way to say it, right? Perhaps Rashi says organize. Misajin sarchevos kocham leitznadev la. Mizav lemlashon yizbaleni ish. Right, after she has vulun, so she says, okay, good, my husband's going to be with me now. Right, aniya chaniya shochibur ve'asifa. It's like chaniya in Israel nowadays is like parking. Right, so it's going to be like ve'asifa. It's like everyone gets together. Fine. So that is, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's opinion that you can't go. Tosos, by the way, says that the word Mizabel, actually, it's Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes the second Tosos on the page. Rabbeinu Tam quotes that the Mizabel is actually Mizaveach. Okay? Mm-hmm. It means they're going to offer to the Avodah Zarah. And we see this again and again throughout the Masechta. You're allowed to make fun of Avodah Zarah. So they're saying the word Mizabeach, and you can say, yeah, they're fertilizing to their Avodah Zarah. Right? It's a way of castigating and really making fun of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, for a mayor's opinion, you can't do it. You can't go to the theater, you can't go to the circus. So if they're actually offering something to Avodah Zarah, so fine, so you can't go because of chashad, because people suspect that you're involved in it, even if you're not involved in it, but it's Cheshad or Mar Sinai, something along those lines. And similarly, you can't go because of, even if they're not going to be over to Avodah Zarah, because it's Moshe of Leipzim. Now, when you read the Machlokas, you say to yourself, there's no Machlokas over here. Rameir and the Chachamim seem to be saying the exact same thing. Rameir says, you can't go, and the Chachamim say, you can't go. So it's confusing because they're both saying you can't go. So my Beinai, so the Gemara asks the obvious question. There's got to be something going on over here, some practical difference between them. I'm Rabbi Chanina, Mitzur, Nosim, Nosim, Ika Beinai. Yeah, Nosim, Nosim. What if you do business? So Rashi writes, Lever Meir, Nosim, Nosim, Asur, Dahamim, Mesha, Mazam, Lavos, Kocham, Stamakamar, Vishavad, Devad, Mazam, Lavos, Kocham, Sham, Ikala, Mechash, Lidmea, Vos, Kocham, Biado, Vikonim, Israel, Zelot, Sarah, Vos, Kochavim. So according to Rav Meir, you go to the theater and you go to the circus, any gains you get from it, I guess there was also some sort of market that went there as well, any gains that you get from it is going to be Dmei Avodah Zarah, value that was accrued through an item that's going to be used for Avodah Zarah. So you can't benefit from that. According to the Chachamim, where the issue is Cheshad Leitzanus, so you can't go because either it doesn't look good, or you can't go because you're going to be wasting your time and it's going to be joking and frivolous and it's just not a good environment. But if you sell something and you get money in return for it, that's okay. It's okay. In other words, lichat chila certainly shouldn't do it, shouldn't even go to begin with, but the money's not out there. All right. Thank you so much. We quoted the first pasuk in Tehillim. So the Gemara now is going to take for most of the remainder of today Agadata, Musar, and the Gemara is going to now start us off using the first parak of Tehillim. Darsh Rav Shimon ben Pazi Ma'ad Yechziv Asher Aisha Shalach Lach Vapsas Vashem Avder Chatayim Lo Amar V'moshav Leitim Lo Yashav V'chi period. There's more to the Pasuk, but okay. V'chi me'achish lo Allah Hechan Amar me'achish lo Amar Hechan Yashav me'achish lo Yashav Hechan Lats. Now, the verbs used over here build one on top of another. The first verb that's used is lo halach. And the next one is lo aman, and the last one is lo yashav. If you didn't go there, what are you doing standing there? And if you didn't stand there, what are you doing sitting there? Elo lo melecha she'im halach sofa la'amod, v'im amad sofa le'yishev, v'im yishev sofa la'lut. So the Gemara says one thing will lead to another. So you're going to just walk by, I'll take a look in. You take a look in, I'll have a seat. You have a seat, etc., etc., and then you're going to become an active participant in Leitzanus. V'im latz alav akas v'amr, im chachmas, chachmas lach, v'im v'latz levadcha tisa. You're going to have to bear your sin if you are a lotz, if you are a joker. Amr abelazer kal mesolotzitz, yisurim v'ayin alav the Gemara now. We'll spend a lot of time discussing Leitzanus, becoming just a joker and a scoffer. If you're mislotz, it's yitzurim by and I love you all, you'll endure suffering. Shenemar v'ata al sitzlotz etzu, pen yechazku mosrosechem. And the mosrechem comes from the word musr, comes from also the word yitzurim. Okay. Amlu Rava the Rabbanim Mematusa be ina minaycha delosis lotitzu. Rava pleads with his rabbinic students, please, I'm begging you, don't become jokers, don't become scoffers. Dalaleisu alecha yisurim, and I'm telling you this for your own good because the result is yisurim. Amrav Kitina kol mislotus mizonos of mismatim. Rav Kitina says that your money diminishes, your food diminishes if you are a joker. Shenemar quotes a pasuk in Hosea to prove this point. Mashach yadoeth lo tzitzin. Your hand withdraws, it retracts. Amrav Shimon Malakish kol mislotus nofel begehenem. Gemara then uses very, very strong terminology to describe what becomes the fate of someone who is a joker. Right, the pasuk says, Gemara quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Zed Yahir Leitz, Samo Osei Be'evras Zadon. You are the Leitz. Yahir comes probably from the word Yahora, right? Yuara, which is arrogance. So you are Osei Be'evras Zadon. You will get to Evra. And Ein Evra Ela Gehenim. Evra is always the reference to Gehenim. Shanema Yom Evra HaYom Ahu. Am Rav Oshia Kol HaMis Yahir Nofo BeGehenim. You could say the same thing about arrogance. The Gemara says arrogance also leads to Gehenim Shenemer Zeya here late Shema Asu Be'evrat Zadom Einevra Ela Gehenim Shenemer Yom Evra Hayom Ahu. Amar Rav Chanilai Bar Chanilai Kol HaMislotzeit Gorem Klaya Le'olam. Your mislotzeit, so they cause destruction to the world, and he has a pasuk to make that point as well. Shenemer Vata Al Tit Lotzeitzu Pen Yechazku Mosrechem Ki Kala V'nechritza shamati. Right, nechritza kala, v'nechritza destruction and obliteration. Amar Rav Elazar kashi hi shetchilaso yisurim v'sof klaya. And the Gemara points out that this same pasuk that we just quoted earlier really is a progression. Meaning the first thing that is the result of late sanus is yisurim, is suffering. And then ultimately it leads to klaya. Thank you. Again, going back to the first parak in Tehillim, so the Gemara now is going to darshan. Ashrei ha'ish, right, that's the pasuk. Asher lo alach, that in the Gemara darshans to the theaters and to the circuses of Ovdei Kochavim. Uvederech ha'taim lo amad, next part of the pasuk, the Gemara now is darshaning. Zesh lo amad bikangion, somebody who doesn't stand bikangion, kangion. Well, it's a funny word. We don't see that word come up that often. Rashi on the very bottom, the last line of the page, Seidus Chaya Al Yedei Klavim. Hunting. Taking your dog, you know, the picture you see? Yeah. Taking the little dog, not the little one, the big dog. Yeah. And V'chol Ma'asecham L'Shem Schok U'Simcha. And you do it for fun and for sport, says Rashi. Dug Maso B'Shchita Schulim V'chi Masha Kani Gehava. There's a famous tshuva by the Nodeb Yehuda. He was asked the question, Nodeb Yehuda of Yecheskel Landa of Prague. So he was asked the question, can you hunt? Is a Jew allowed to hunt? So he had a discussion about Tzar Balei Chaim, it's cruel to animals. And then he ends off, I don't remember the whole tshuva. I remember he ends off, however, he says it's Masa Yishmael. Right? Yishmael behaves that way, Esav behaves that way. And, you know, from a halachic standpoint, you could discuss all the halach you want, but it's not right. It's not the way for a Jew to behave. Back to the Gemara. Elech ve'etkara b'sheina. Tamalomar. Okay, I'm sorry. No, I skipped a little bit. I'm sorry. V'moshev leitzim lo yeshev shelo yeshev b'tachbulos. You shouldn't sit b'tachbulos. Tachbulos, planning, right, conniving. That's not the right word. Okay. Whatever. Shema Yomar Adam Hovelo scheming. That's a better word, right? Shema Yomar Adam Hovelo Halach LaTatiel Karkisas V'Lo Amati BeKagnion. So now you say to yourself, okay, good. So I know all the don'ts. I won't go to the theater. I won't go to the circus. I won't go hunting. Okay, fine. Eilech VeEtgar BeShena. So I'll just go to sleep. Why not? Okay, good. So that's the next part of the pasuk. The next part of the pasuk is, I'll tell you now what to do. It's the same thing as Sur Meira, the Asay Tov. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, I'm Rav Yonasan. Asher Eisha Shalom Alach Batzas Rishayim Ze Avram Avinu. So now the Gemara again goes into Drush, into Darshanut, and the Gemara over here now applies it to our Avos. So Abraham Avinu shalach b'hafsas anshe dor haflaga. He lived during the time of the haflaga. Right? You don't get that sense when reading Chumash. When reading Chumash, it's haflaga is in the end of Parshas Noach.
He was like 48 or 52.
Right. That's exactly what Rashi says. Right. Dor haflaga is the generation of the disbursement. When they said, "Havrite the Tower of Babel, let's go build that tower." Right, and Avram was there, and not just there; he was an adult, and he did not participate. And again, when you read the Chumash, you don't get that. But the Ein Muktim Amucha B'Torah, the Torah is not a historical work; it's not chronology. Okay. The Atzav Sanche Dor Haflaga Shavishaim Hayushenama Havaniv Nelanu Ir Uvederech Hatayim Lo Amad. And again, now this drush is going to apply it all to Avraham. He didn't stand b'derech hatayim, b'amida stom shechatayim hayushen amr v'anshei stom ra'im v'chatayim l'ashem ha'od. Okay, he didn't. He was not affected or influenced by stom. Uvemoshev leitim lo yashav shelo yashav v'moshev anshei plishtim. Also, didn't hang out with the plishtim. Emnei sheleitzanim hayu. Plishtim were leitzanim. Shenamar. And we'll see this later on. Now, of course, this is going to be generations, centuries later on, but still. Not much changes, and the plishtim are jokers. They left on him. Vayikitov libam vayamar kirlus Shimshon v'yisachek lanu. Now let's play with Shimshon, right? Of course, they only want to play with Shimshon after they cut his hair and sapped him of his strength and then blinded him. Okay, now let's play with him. Ashrei asher yareis Hashem asher ashrei ish velo ashrei isha. The pasuk in Tehillim, although we are fast forwarding, this is Kuf Yud Beis in Tehillim. Ashrei ish yareis Hashem. So the Gemara says it's a little bit strange, man as opposed to woman. Right? What does that mean? The Gemara doesn't understand. Right? A woman is not praiseworthy for yareis Hashem, for fearing God. It's a mitzvah for both men and women. The Be'er Halacha, one of the first Be'er Halachas in the Mishnah Berurah, writes that there are six mitzvos that you can do on a continuous basis. One of them is yareis Hashem, fearing God. One of the mitzvos said at any given point in time, you simply say to yourself, well, you don't say to yourself, but it's a feeling, it's an emotion, but you have Yiras Hashem. So the Gemara says it's a little bit strange, Ashrei Ish velo Ashrei Isha. Amrav, Ashrei Misha Osa Tshuva Kishuhu Ish. So the Gemara, the one pshat the Gemara gives is, it's better to do tshuva when you're still young. Right? Don't wait until you're old and you no longer have the ability, the capability, but rather do tshuva when you are still young. Rav Yeshua ben Levi Amar Esher Mishin is Gabal Yisroel Ki Ish. Gemara says when you go to battle against the Yetzer Hara, fight the fight. Fight like a man, right? Like Rashi says, like a gibor, like a warrior. Mishin is Gabal Yisroel Ki Ish. B'mitzvah Sav Chafetz Maod. Right, that's the continuation of the pasuk from Kuf Yud Beis. Amar V'lozim B'mitzvah Sav V'lo B'tzchar Mitzvah Sav. Meaning that when you have a desire for the mitzvos, your desire should be for the mitzvah, not for the reward that comes as a result of the mitzvah. Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the Gemara quotes it, V'hainu dinan hu haya omer, al tiyu ka'avadim ha'misham shem esarav ha'menasaka ba'pras, ela hayu ka'avadim ha'misham shem esarav shelo ha'menasaka ba'pras. Who said this in Pirkei Avos? Yeah, who did say this? And what was Antignos? Yeah? Antignos ish socho. To be strong. That's right. That supports the warrior pshat. Right. But what Rabbi Tosh was asking is, where do we ever see ish meaning young? Where else does that happen? Right. Kimbasar Hashem Cheftzo. Back to Perek Aleph and Tehillim. Okay, our main source of darshana today. Amar Rebbe Ein Adam Lo Mitara Ela Mimakam Shelibo Chafetz. Rebbe says that you want to learn Torah, so you're going to have a certain propensity towards going to a certain subject in halacha. Obviously, there's a requirement to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, but right, it's natural, says Rebbe, for a person to like one area of halacha more than other, one gemara more than other, and really that you should specialize. Shenamar Kim Besaros Hashem Cheftzo, your chafetz, your desire. Levi Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Yasvi Kamed Rebbe, V'Kapaske Sidra. Rebbe was teaching Torah to two students. One was Levi, and the other one was the son, Rebbe Shimon. So they finished Sidra, they finished Chumash, Salik Sifra, they closed one of the Sfarim, and now it was time to start a new Masechta, or a new Limud, if you will. Levi Amar Leisi LeMishlei. So Levi says, I'm interested in Mishlei. Okay, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Amar Leisi LeTilim. And Rabbi Shimon Rebbe says, I want to learn Tilim. Now, I assume when he says Tilim, he means Tehillim, and Rashi says that. In Israel nowadays, Til is a missile, right? And when I was in Israel during the Gulf War, it's going back a number of years, so they had the bumper stickers were Tehillim Bishul Tilim, right? Say Tehillim against the Tilim. All right, so the Kafye Lalevi V'aisu Tilim. So... So obviously they argued about what they wanted to learn next, and so they said to Levi, look, I'm sorry, you lost, right? This happens all the time, right? What do you want to learn? Well, one's got to capitulate to the other, so they said to Levi, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, I know you want Mishlei, but we're going to learn Tehillim. Came out to Hacha, but then, and remember now, where this is the first parak of Tehillim, so it wasn't that long they get into this drasha. So Hachakim b'Torah Hashem Chavto Parsh Rabbi v'Amarina Adam La Meitara La B'Makom Shli B'Chafetz, and Rabbi's teaching them to Tehillim, and obviously he's going to teach them the what we just learned as part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So and you know what we learn from here is that you learn what you want to learn, and Levi hears that, and Amar Levi Rabbi Nasat Alan Rishus Lamo. So Levi says, now I can go. Class dismissed. Right. I didn't want Tehillim. I want the Mishlei.
Yeah, Ari explained that it means that since they're mostly in Gulim, that we want to study what we missed in the previous to make up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's what the Libra and Pope
are. Okay. Amar Avdimi Bar Chamakolosik Batar Kashbarcho Osolo Chafet Sav. Shenem Rakim Bistars Hashem Chevtso. Another drasha. If you learn Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will do your bidding, your wishes. Amar Rav Alolam Yolam Adam Torah B'Makom Shli B'Chafet Shenem Rakim B'Soras Hashem Chavtso. Rav reiterates what we just learned previously, that you should learn what your heart desires. You should go to the area in Torah where you have an interest, a special interest. V'Amar Rav B'Tchilas Nikra Al Shmo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Sof Nikra Al Shmo. Torah first is called God's Torah. And then you learn it, and you make it part of you, and it becomes your Torah. Shenemar pasuk supporting that b'soras Hashem chevtso, it's Torah Hashem, and then uvisoraso yegya yomam v'layla. And then you learn your own; it becomes your own Torah. You become the possessor of the Torah. V'amar avalolam yilamid adam Torah v'achakach yegya. First learn Torah, and then think about it. Right? Counterintuitive. In other words, people have a tendency to. I got to understand what I'm learning. The Gemara says, no, you don't. That's not absolutely necessary. Right? At first, I should say. First thing you do is just first learn Torah. The achar kachia again, then afterwards you think about it, you ponder it, and you think svara. Shenemar b'soras Hashem, mahadar b'soras so yegem. First you learn Torah Hashem, and afterwards you think and you ponder. But the first thing you do is you just learn. The amar rav olam ligris inish ve'afa gav de mishkach. The Afagav Doloyada my Kamar. Okay? This is great for all of us. Rava says, learn, even though you know you're going to forget. And learn, Afagav Doloyada my Kamar, even if you don't know what you're saying, you should learn. Shenemar Garsanav Shila Saiva. Garsaksi Veloksiv Tachna. Geres, or as Rashi points out, it could also be Geresh, refers to they used to break down the kernels, either you would grind it or you would pound it for cereal. So the pounding for cereal means that you took a kernel of wheat or barley, whatever, and you broke it up into a couple pieces. That's geres. Tchina means you grind it up. So in this mashal, in this analogy, so when you talk about learning, you can grind it up, meaning totally understand it, or garas, girsa, just go over it. You may not have a perfect understanding of it, but just go over it. And the Gemara points out that the pasuk, The pasuk favors girsa, going over it even though you don't fully understand it. Rava Ramiksiva Agape Viksiva Kisei. Rava points out that on one hand the pasuk describes it as being al gape. Gape means the wings. And then it describes al kisei, and Rava understands these pasukim to be allegorically talking about Torah. First, the Torah is like way up in the heights. You don't fully understand it, and then al kiseh, but then you're it's on the chair, meaning that eventually you will come to understand it. Same basic idea. It's first up in the Rosh Meramim, up in the heavens, and then Alei Derech, and it's right on the path. Ula Ramiksiv Shasa Mai Mevarach Uksiv Noz Limitoch Be'ercha. Bitchila Shasa Mevarach Ula Vesof Noz Limitoch Be'ercha. First you drink the water, meaning the Torah is just like, you're just learning and learning, but you drink it from its source, and then the Noz Limitoch Be'erach, then it comes from your well. You become the source of Torah, and it's not you're drinking from the water, but the water's coming out of you. Okay, it's a very similar idea, one after another, different psukim, different drushas, but the basic idea is pretty consistent. You incorporate the Torah into yourself. Amarav, Amarav, Schor, Amarav, Huna, my dechtiv, Hon mehevel yimat vekobetz al yad yarbe. More the Gemara says about ideologically, pedagogically, how to learn Torah. So the Gemara says, Hon mehevel yimat vekobetz al yad yarbe. Another pasuk in Mishlei. I guess Levi wrote this part of the Gemara today. Im osa adam taraso chavilos chavilos mismayit. If you try to aggregate the Torah in large quantities, so mitmayit, it's not going to happen. Im kobeitz al yad yarbeh. But if you take a little bit of at a time, so then yarbeh. So you take a little bit, right? Learn it, review it, and then do that again and again and again, and ultimately yarbeh, it will increase. V'avri Allah. That was an important read. Rabbi says, you know the Chacham, and they know this. What I just told you, they know this. V'avri Allah, and they still violate what I just told them to do. Meaning, I'm telling them how to learn, little by little, not a lot at one time, and they don't listen to me. Okay. What the Gemara is trying to say over there is unclear. Meaning the Gemara is telling us what the right thing to do is, and then the Gemara says, but the Chachamim still don't do it exactly the way that it's planned out. Okay. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak Anan Avidita Vekam Yadi. Rav Nachman testifies, I did exactly as instructed, a little bit at a time, Vekam Yadi, and I had his kaimus, it stayed with me. I'm Rav Shizmi Mishmeid Rav Lazar Ben Azari Ma'ad Yechsev Lo Yacharoch Rimiyat Seido. A Rimiya, a deceiver, will never roast that which he catches. Lo yichya v'lo ya'arich yamim. He will not live and he will not have long days. So the Gemara, again, the simple pshat on the pasuk in Mishlei is that when you're a deceiver, you're not going to catch anything. Okay, but again, Mishlei, the Gemara is going to darshan sayad haramai. Period. I'm sorry. So sayad haramai v'rav sheshes amar sayad haramai yacharoch. Rashi explains, Sayyid HaRamai, Rashi is the last short line on the page. Shemirma anashim laharos kama ani chacham. He deceives people to think that he's a big Talmud Chacham, says Rashi. Laham igirsos harbei, v'hu mishkach. Because what he's able to do is collect and absorb a lot of girsa in a short amount of time, spits it out, and then he forgets it. Umekatzer yamav, and then Rashi says that's what the pasuk's talking about, and he is shortened days. Dechsiv ki uchayecha v'orech yamecha. If you absorb a lot of it, then you'll have length of days, and if not, you will have shortened days. Rav Sheshes Amar Tzayda Ramah Yacharoch, and Rashi says that this comes from the word icharuche ichrech, to be scorched or to be singed. Okay. Fine. Just
no, he says that.
Right, Klomar.
He does that.
Yeshlo Rashi, second wide line of the page. Yeshlo Ofos Lacharach Velechol Komi Shalomed Vigars Mat Mat Umechazer Olav Pamim Harbei Asher Shagur Befiv. You have a certain fluency in that which you learn because you're doing it only a little bit at a time. V'Acharka Chozev Velamei Tamudom Is Kaim V'Kra Atmui Matma. So he reads the pasuk, says Rashi, as a question. V'Chilo Yacharoch. If you do learn in small increments, you're not going to have anything to roast, anything to eat. Okay, back to Tehillim, back to the first pasuk in Tehillim. No, not yet. I'm sorry, not yet. Ki azar avdim amar mashal adam shetzatzi parim imishaber kanafel shavishona kulam iskaimos biyadom v'imlav imiskaimos biyadom. Another mashal to help us understand this, when you try to catch birds, so if you catch one bird at a time, break the wings, clip the wings, so and just leave it, and then keep doing that one bird after another, eventually, ultimately, you're going to collect all the birds. If, however, you try to cast this big net and you try to catch all the birds and they still have their wings, they're all going to, you may at one point in time be holding a lot of birds, but eventually they're all going to fly away. Okay. Back to Tehillim. V'hayaka eitz shasuah pagimayim. Armi debay rabiana ke eitz shasuah v'lo ke eitz natuah. Again, the Pasuk in Tehillim is describing this Talmud Chacham. First, the Pasuk talks about where you should hang out, where you shouldn't hang out, what he should be doing with his time, learning Torah. And the Pasuk then goes on to say, V'haya ke'itz shasul alpage mayim. And Rav Yonah says that it's eitz shasul v'lo ke'itz natua. Now what you could do is you could take a seed and plant it and it just forms into a tree, and that's natia. That's a sapling. Or what you could do is you could take from one tree, uproot it, and replant it somewhere else, and that's what's called shesila, right? Shatul. And the Gemara says that the Pasuk in Tehillim is favoring shetila and not netia. Kol halamid Torah me'rav echad eino ro'a siman bracha la'olam. And what does that mean? It means that you shouldn't have one Rebbe, but rather you should learn from multiple Rebbeim and receive different perspectives of how to learn. I'm really scared because I'm about to teach you something, and after I teach it, I may lose you as a Talmud. And that is, if you only have one Rabbi, you don't have Simon Bracha La'olam. So they all leave Rav Chista and they all go to Rav. Rava says, no. In Girsa, you should have one Rebbe. Meaning that when you're learning the actual text itself, now remember, back then, a lot of this was Torah Sheva'al Peh. So when you're learning the actual Torah Sheva'al Peh, you should have only one Rebbe. Because he's going to give you one version of the Torah Sheva'al Peh, and that's good. Because unfortunately, back then, there were multiple versions of the Torah Sheva'al Peh, as we see. That's why the Gemara was recorded, because various opinions, not only various opinions, but various opinions even within one person of what he said. So it's better in Girsa to learn from one Rebbe. In Svara, then you can sort of say play the field. Right, hear how this Rebbe and his approach to learning, go to the Rebbe, this Rebbe and his approach to learning, and then you have the right to, not only the right, but the Gemara endorses it, to go from one to another. Top of Yutes Amud Beis Al Palge Maim. Amar Rav Tanchum Bar Chanilai Lolem Yishalish Adam Shnau Sav Shlish B'Mikra Shlish B'Mishna Shlish B'Talmud Palge Maim, the different channels of the river. Right, plag means separation. The divisions of the river. You should divide your time for learning. A third of your day, third of your time should be towards Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. Okay? So, at first, the Gemara seems to be saying that you're going to spend the first third of your life learning Chumash, the next third of your life learning the Mishnayos, and the last third of your life learning Talmud. Gemara then asks the obvious question, Miyada Inish Kamech Chayei. That's a great plan, but it's only a good plan if you know how long you're going to live. Then it's going to be easy to divide. But unfortunately, we don't know. That's a variable. So it's hard then to divide a variable. Okay? It's X, if you will. So, ki karmina b'yumi. So the Gemara says, okay, divide it by day. Now, what exactly that means? So, Rashi and Tosfos have the same machlokas in Kedushin. It's the same, right? They're both consistent in their position. Rashi writes, it's the second Rashi on the page, four lines down, Beyume Beis Yamim Mikra, Beis Yamim Mishnah, V'chule V'chein Kol Shavua V'Shavua. So Rashi says you take your week and you divide it. Now, seven doesn't divide evenly into three. Rashi's aware. So Rashi says 2 days for Chumash, 2 days for Mishnah, 2 days for Talmud. Now Rashi doesn't say this, but I assume Shabbos will be either a break or review. Let's say review. Okay, but whatever the case is, that's how Rashi divides. That's how Rashi feels the Gemara means. Tosos doesn't like that. Tosos does it, right? Based on the Gemara's argument, you don't know how long you're going to live. Unfortunately, that's not just true for the years, it's also true for weeks as well. Tosos, top Tosos on the Amud Peshach Kodesh is Beit Yamin Mikra, Beit Yamin Mishnah, or Beit Yamin Talmud, Velashon Leyumid, Dachakula Farish Kain. First of all, Tosos doesn't like it even as it fits into the language of the Gemara, Leyume. According to Rashi, the Gemara's answer should be Leshavua, right, for the week. So it doesn't fit nicely into the Gemara. And Akati Kalokshui Miyada Kamechaye. And on top of that, Tosis also is bothered by the fact, look, unfortunately, it's depressing, but we don't even know if we're going to make it to the end of the week. So Lakach Nira Leyume Bechol Yom. Okay? And so you should divide up every day. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah writes that you should be learning 9 hours a day. Okay. It's not Moser, it's Halacha. The Rambam says you should be learning 9 hours a day. And the Rambam says, that's hard. I think the next part is even harder. The Rambam says you should work 3 hours a day. Right? The Rambam gives very clear instructions about how to divide the day. 9 hours to learning, 3 hours to work, 8 hours sleeping, by the way. Rambam's very clear about that as well.
He didn't do it himself.
Okay, that's... Okay, and then the Rambam is even more clear. He says that you take your 9 hours every day and you divide it: 3 hours to Chumash, 3 hours to Mishnah, and 3 hours to Talmud. But then, if I can present the Rambam in its entirety, but then the Rambam says that's for your first round. Once you are fluent in Chumash and in Mishnah, the Rambam says then you should take all 9 hours and devote them to the learning of Gemara and Talmud. Okay, that is the opinion of the Rambam. Now, look back to Tosfos, because Tosfos over here writes, he writes the same thing in Kedushin as well. Lekach nir, I'm sorry, no, I read that. Ulekach tiknu psuke hatamid, u'mishnu ezu mekomam, u'braisa d'Rabbi Yishmael. Right before we start Psukei Dezimra every morning, so we do this funny thing, it's called Karbanos. And that's not funny, the reason why we daven every morning is because of Karbanos. Right? The Gemara Brachos tells us that. But what is funny is that the Gemara never discusses anything for Psukei Dezimra. Now, there is Berachos HaShachar, but in other words, you have Psukei Dezimra, you have Shema, and you have Shemoneh Esrei. And we do Karbanos before him. We don't just do Karbanos before him, but first thing we do is we read Psukim, then we learn Mishnayos, specifically the fifth parak of Zvachim. I heard, I don't know who said this, but I heard we chose the fifth parak of Psachim. First of all, first of all, it's all about Karbanos, but I heard that there's no machlokis. I mean, it's true, it's a fact. There's no machlokis in all of the fifth parak of Zvachim, an entire chapter of Mishnah is without one machlokis. Yeah. I guess that is so amazing. I know, it's a lot. So it's Psukim, it's Mishnah, and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is how to darshan, meaning Gemara. And so it follows the pattern of Chumash, Mishnah, and Talmud. Now, it's a little more symbolic than it is actual, meaning we spend, well, most people skip it, but okay, let's go into our more utopia existence, right? Even if you don't skip it, but I'm saying it's 5-10 minutes in the morning. It's not, it's not Mishalash Adam is Yoma, but still, that's why it was broken up in that pattern, in that system. And then Rabbeinu Tam says this a couple times throughout Shas, V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam chanu oskim etam bavli. And Rabbeinu Tam says, in our yeshivas, 12th century, 13th century, France and Germany, we don't do this. Meaning the Gemara gives very clear instructions in terms of how to learn, and we don't follow it. It's not a modern phenomenon that they just learn Gemara in the yeshivas. It goes back. It goes back for a while. And Rabbeinu Tam defends the practice of the yeshivas of only learning Gemara. And the, Sha'oskim Talmud Bavli, Dayenu Kihu Balu B'mikra U'v'mishnah U'v'talmud. Because everything's included in the Talmud Bavli. I mean, look, today we've been going through Psukim. We went through a lot of Tehillim. It's not systematic, it's not organized, meaning we hit a couple of psukim in the first parak of Tehillim and we jump to Mishlei, right? It is mixed up, but Rabbeinu Tam says, but it incorporates everything. Bavel, Blula b'Mikra, Blula b'Mishnah, Blula b'Talmud. Okay, that's And it could also be another reason why, I mean, aside from all the other reasons why we chose to learn Talmud Bavli as opposed to Talmud Yerushalmi, right? That's in the discussion in of itself, why, you know, why that, but... Okay, back to the Gemara. What happened? Where am I? Thank you. Asher Piri Yitain Beito. Right, the fruit, again, in the first parak of Tehillim, it gives off fruit. Right, you're, the tree that's planted, that's not planted, but grafted near the river, the split river, and then it gives off fruit. And again, in our mashal, we are talking about the learning of Torah. Amarav Ein Piri Yitain Beito V'Aleo Lo Yibol. Your leaves don't rot, they don't decompose. if not, then it will rot and it will and the fruit and the, it won't not give fruit. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rav, my dechsev ki rabim chalalim yipilu zet hamishlo gila hara umora. The pasuk in Mishlei says you ki rabim chalalim yipila. It causes falling of carcasses, if you will. Talmud who has not gotten to the point of hora'ah, of giving over psak halacha, and he does so. And the Gemara is just as critical of someone who has gotten to that point in life, but does not give psak halacha. Now the Gemara over here could be understood in one of two ways. Rashi over here says that 40 years of age, meaning objectively, when you get to 40 years of age, you get to a certain level of understanding. Rashi writes, Misha Nolad, right? 40 years of age from the time that you, maybe 40-year-old. When you're a 40-year-old, so now you get a certain understanding, your understanding of Torah crystallizes, right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Ben Arba'im Labina. Okay, so you achieve a certain understanding. Another way to understand the Gemara over here is that 40 years of learning. Okay, could go either way. Vaharava Are. Rava did paskan halacha. Rava died at 40. Okay, so either pshat doesn't work because he paskan, meanwhile he died at 40. Maybe he paskan just in the 40th year of life. Maybe that's the pshat. Anyway, hasam b'shavin. So the Gemara says if somebody is in your town and is on your level and is a 40-year-old, then you should not paskin. But if there's nobody there that's comparable with you, even though you're under the age of 40, so then you could paskin. Back to the pasuk in Tehillim, Va'aleihu lo yibol amaravacha barad amarav, amila amaravacha barav, amarav amnun amarav, shafilu sichas chul shal talmidei chachamim tzricha talmud. Even the common conversation that exists between talmidei chachamim should requires study analysis. Shenemar v'aleihu lo yibol v'chol asher ya'aseh yatzliach. Sorry, not yet. I'm sorry. V'aleihu lo yibol. Aleihu are the leaves, meaning it's not even the fruit, just the leaves. But still, right? There's something to the leaves as well, and the mashal something to the common conversation of talmidei chachamim. V'chol asher ya'aseh yatzliach. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, davar zeh katzav b'Torah v'shinu b'nevi'im meshulash b'ksuvim. The idea of hatzlacha, of getting some sort of success for learning is repeated a lot in Chumash, in Navi, and in Ksuvim. Kol ha'osik b'Torah, nechasav mutzlachim. If you engage in Torah, your nechasim, your possessions, are going to experience success. Now, in truth, the Vilna Gaon, in his emendations to the Gemara, he takes out the word nechasim. Maybe he sees hatzlacha not on terms of your financial possessions, but rather in your learning itself. Okay, kol ha'osik b'Torah nechasim mutzlachim lo kasev b'Torah dechsev u'shmatim es divrei habris hazot v'asitzam osam laman taskilu es kol asher ta'asun. Okay, everything you do will have success. Shino b'neviim, we also find this as well dechsev in Navi lo yemu shefer ha'Torah hazem mipicha v'higisa bo yomam v'layla laman tishbor la'asos kechol ha'kasev bo ki az tasliach es darchecha v'az taskil. Pasuk in Yoshua, same idea, you will have success. Mishulash b'ksuvim, one more time, d'chsiv, ki b'soros Hashem chatzov, b'soros ho yegei yomam v'layla, v'etz kayash shosu apagimayim, asher p'yor yitim b'yitom, v'aleihu lo yibol, v'chol asher ya'aseh yatzliach. Good. Machiz Rav Alexandria Manbaichai, Rav Alexandria called out and he said, "Who wants to live? Man bayichai kinuf v'aso." So, thinking people were going to get the fountain of youth, so everyone gathered around Rav Alexandri, wondering what is he going to tell people in terms of getting a long life. Also, kulei amale gabe, amale havlan chaye. Amalahu. So his response is, "I'll tell you how to live a long life." Mi'aisha chafetz chayim, nitzor l'shoncha meira. Okay, you should guard your tongue. Watch what you say. Shema yom adam nitzor l'shoncha meira. Svasam adam b'ema elach ve'et gareb shena. Again, like the beginning of today's daf. Okay, I won't say anything bad, and I'll take a nap. And by the way, taking a nap will prevent you from saying anything bad. Even better. Talmud Lomer Sur Meirav Yasei Tov Ein Tov El Tor Shenamer Ki Lechach Tov Nasati Lachem Torasi Al Ta'azovim. Okay, and the right, like we started off today's daf, it was a nice complete circle, right? Sur Meirav Yasei Tov. It's not enough just simply not to. It's not enough to refrain from doing bad, but then you must do the positive. Asei Tov, and Asei Tov means engage in the study of Torah. Okay, this next little sugya coming up before the Mishnah is a complicated sugya. We're going to start it tomorrow. Okay, working and making avodah zara and walking away with the pay and yesh shchira, ein shchira, elo b'sof. And okay, so this we're going to start tomorrow. Okay, that is a good amount of agadata for one day. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Amar Tzakosh Baruch Hu Lezak Yisrael. Ticha Chaver Emlan Torah Mitzvah Shemar Chafetz Amatzikol Yagdil Torah Viyadir.